Did you know that Umar ibn al-Khattab, one of the most important companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, memorized Surah Al-Baqarah in 12 years? And did you know that his son, Abdullah ibn Umar, learned the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, in 4 years? Does that mean that the son is better than the father simply because he was more keen to memorize the Quran? Or is that 10-year-old boy who memorized the Quran in less than a year better than both of them? Well, of course not. When the Sahaba learned the Quran from the Prophet, peace be upon him, they only learned 10 verses at a time, and they would not move on the next 10 verses unless they learned the issues of deeds related to those 10 verses. So they did not just memorize and move forward. They learned, reflected, understood, and finally memorized. So now you might be wondering, does that mean that learning Arabic, or Quranic Arabic for that matter, is more important than memorizing the Quran? Or is now learning Tajweed more important than both of them, since without Tajweed, you can't possibly recite the Quran properly? And I say that this is a wrong question. And this is precisely where it went wrong for a lot of brothers and sisters trying and give advice on that topic. Should you memorize the Quran first or learn Arabic? And putting the question like that will necessarily create one group on the one side advising us to focus on memorization, and on the other side another group telling us to focus on understanding, and in between a group of minority advising us to do both at the same time. These extremes lead to polarization. In other words, those on the extreme left call those on the other side parrots because they repeat what they don't understand. And those on the extreme right call those on the other side inferiors and not as strong-willed since they don't carry the Quran within them. So what is right then? Learning the Holy Quran and studying this sacred knowledge is not a one-sided activity, but rather a process made up of several equally important components: learning Tajweed, recitation, learning Arabic, and memorization. So, in other words, you simply cannot pick and choose, and definitely cannot say that learning one is better or more superior than the other. It just doesn't make sense to elevate one component above the other and decide that it is more important simply because all of them are essential to grasp this sacred knowledge. I'd like to think of learning the Holy Quran as a machine, and each of these components is like a cog or a part of the machine that makes it tick properly. Arabic, recitation, and memorization are all cogs that fit in together perfectly, and Tajweed is the energy moving these cogs and keeping them in gear, without which you can't even get started. So Tajweed, recitation, understanding Quran, and memorization should all happen hand in hand. And the reason is, in order to memorize the Holy Quran, you must recite and repeat it dozens of times. And when you do so, it gives you the time to think about its meaning and try and apply it in your life. And when you recite it with Tajweed, you get the chance to ponder it and reflect on it. Have you ever noticed that Tajweed actually slows you down while reciting the Quran? It's because the Quran is giving you the chance to slow down, appreciate, and think about what you're reading. And when you're in prayer, you recite the Quran with Tajweed as well, to give you the tranquility, extending the time when standing before God, pondering His wise words. Can you see now how every component is interconnected and very crucial to learning the Holy Quran and grasping this sacred knowledge? So, what do we do now? What is the conclusion then? What all of this means is that Tajweed, recitation, memorization, and understanding the Quran have their own respective places and roles to play. We can't just pick and choose, and neither is more important than the other. There is, however, a logical route to take in order to achieve your goal. This route begins by learning and mastering Tajweed, which gives you the basics and puts you in the right speed every time you recite the Holy Quran. You recite the Quran and repeat it many times while pondering its meaning and reflecting upon yourself. And you do that by preferably learning the Arabic script or just by studying the translation. When you have recited the Quran several times and understood its meaning and reflected upon yourself, memorizing the Quran becomes the next logical, natural step to take. And never forget that the major reason why the Quran was revealed is not a mystery, and it is actually stated clearly in Surah Sad, where Allah says,
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
So, does it say a blessed book that we send down to you for them to memorize its verses? No, it says for them to ponder upon its verses. Which is why some of the greatest companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, spent years learning some surahs of the Holy Quran, rather than finishing memorizing it in a couple of months. Because they truly understood the main purpose of the Holy Quran, and that it is not just some sounds being repeated and recited without any understanding. Memorizing the Quran regardless is definitely a great deed in itself, and it is heavily rewarded. But it is not the only thing to do if you truly want to learn the Quran and fulfill the purpose for which it was revealed. Finally, and if you're still not sure about this, I want you to try and listen to these 10 seconds of Quran recitation while reading along.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ.
So why do you think the reciter was so emotional while reciting the Quran? Was it fear, hopefulness, reverence, or all of them at once? And if he was afraid, of what? God? Hellfire? Was it about paradise? There are so many questions that will be pretty difficult to answer, let alone identifying with these feelings. And whether you were reading these verses for the very first time, or you've learned them by heart, it still makes no difference in answering these questions. But let us try and listen to these 10 seconds one more time. But this time we'll add just one simple thing.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ.
So, do you see, or more importantly, feel any difference? And let me tell you this. Even though the translation of the meaning of these verses is beautiful and intense, but the original Arabic version is much more intense, expressive, and much more beautiful. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.